Hi there, this is Jeffrey and Polly, back
Hi.
for part two of our lesson about the subway.
Right, hi there everyone. 是不是很期待今天会谈到哪些地铁呢?
We are going to talk about some of the most special subway systems in the world today.
Right, 昨天我们看了历史最悠久的伦敦地铁，今天要看看世界上还有哪些具有特色的地铁哦。
You might think...They are in England or America, but they are much closer than that.
Oh, really? We looked at one in England yesterday. Well, then where are these special subway systems located?
Well, you will find out in just a minute.
Okay, 好，所以呢，我们先要卖个关子。今天呢，我们会看到很多地铁的系统，而且呢，它可能比你以为的还要近很多，说不定你曾经搭过哦。
If you are ready...I'm ready. And we are all ready to continue the lesson. Let's do it.
Of course, I'm ready. I think everyone can't wait to start a lesson now.
Okay, here we go with part two of our lesson about the subway.
Moving underground.
There are plenty of other interesting metro systems around the world.London has 274 stations, but New York beats it with 422. However, Seoul, Shanghai, and Beijing all have bigger systems. The smallest subway is in Sicily, which belongs to Italy. It only has one line and six stations. Shanghai's maglev train is the fastest.It can go over 500 kilometers an hour. It usually goes much slower, though. Asia also has the busiest subway. Tokyo. Over 8 million passengers use it every day. It's so busy that station workers have to push people onto the train.
Beat. Beat, beat, beaten. Alex never beats Chris when they play chess. Alex never beats Chris when they play chess. Belong. Belong. The blue jacket in the closet belongs to Tom. The blue jacket in the closet belongs to Tom.Kilometer. Kilometer. There's only 1 kilometer between Molly's house and her office. There's only 1 kilometer between Molly's house and her office. Passenger. Passenger. The new airplane holds about 220 passengers.The new airplane holds about 220 passengers.
The article starts by saying there are plenty of other interesting metro systems around the world. By the way, plenty of means several or many.
Plenty of 就是大量很多的意思。同义字包括 many 或者 a lot of。如果呢，你要去旅行，可能会上一些民宿或者饭店订房间。如果还有很多空房的话，他可能会对你说 ，There are still plenty of rooms available. There are still plenty of rooms available. 所以呢，文章第一句话告诉我们，世界上还有很多其他有趣的捷运系统。
London has 274 stations, but New York beats it.With 422.
好，昨天我们看到伦敦有274个站，不过呢 ，New York beats it with 422. Can you explain the word beat for us?
Sure. To beat means to defeat someone in a game or competition. For example, Alex never beats Chris when they play chess. Alex never beats Chris when they play chess.
Okay, 下西洋棋的时候呢 ，Alex 永远无法打败 Chris， 所以就是 Chris 的西洋棋比 Alex 厉害很多。OK， 那么 beat B E A T 这个动词在这里就是打败、胜过。所以呢，用什么东西打败别人？看到后面用了介系词 with。New York beats it with 422. 意思就是 New York beats London with 422 stations. 纽约以422个站胜出伦敦的274个站楼，所以它是全世界拥有最多站的地铁系统。
The article continues, however, Seoul, Shanghai,And Beijing all have bigger systems.
记得我们昨天有学过这个字哦 ，system 是系统，所以亚洲地区的首尔、上海和北京，他们的捷运系统都更大哦。
Hey, Polly, can you tell me where those cities are?
Well, I think you might know the first one better than I do, since you've stayed in South Korea before, right?
Okay, fine.I know this one.、Mm-hmm. Seoul is the capital city of South Korea.、Mm. Then what about the other two cities?
Okay, Beijing is the capital city of China. Shanghai is China's largest city and population, 中国人口最多的城市。It's on the east coast of China. Okay, now it's my turn to test you, Jeffrey. Can you tell me how many stations does Taipei Metro have?
I would say 97.
Okay, you're correct. Then how many lines does it have?
Ooh, blue, green, purple.
Okay, there are 10 lines. 10 lines. Okay, now let's get back to the article.
All right. The smallest subway is in Sicily, which belongs to Italy. It has one line.And 6 stations.
Okay, 所以全世界最小的捷运系统是在西西里岛。我们看到这一句话呢，它用了非限定的关系代名词，在 Sicily 后面加逗号，再接 which。所以呢，我们就知道 which 后面的这段话是用来补充说明前面的名词 Sicily。所以我们就知道 Sicily belongs to Italy， 它是属于意大利的。Okay, then what does belong to mean?
Let's look at the verb belong first. Mm-hmm. Because belong is a word, power word. Mm-hmm. To belong is to be owned by someone or be part of something.
Okay, belong 这个动词就是属于何处，应该被放置在何处。不过呢，通常我们要表达属于这样的概念，会在后面接介系词 to, belong to, belong to.
For example, the blue jacket in the closet belongs to Tom. The blue jacket in the closet belongs to Tom.
所以属于某个人可以直接在 belong to 后面加上那个人。那么这句话的意思是衣柜里的蓝色夹克是 Tom 的。所以呢，文章这一句话 Sicily belongs to Italy， 我们就知道西西里岛是属于意大利的。And it only has one line and 6 stations， 非常的小哦。Okay.
Let's continue reading. Shanghai.Maglev train is the fastest.
好，接下来就要看到全世界最快的捷运系统，则是在上海，他们的 Maglev train 磁浮列车。
It can go over 500 kilometers per hour.
Wow, 好，我们先来学一下，这边有一个介系词 over， 在这句话表示超过。例如呢 ，Teacher Jeffrey 有超过五年以上的英文教学经验。我就可以说 Teacher Jeffrey has over 5 years of experience in English teaching, right? He has over 5 years of experience in English teaching. 好，那么这句话告诉我们他一小时可以跑超过 over 500 kilometer. What is kilometer?
Kilometer is a word power word. kilometer is a unit for measuring distance.
Kilometer, K-I-L-O-M-E-T-E-R, 就是公里，也就是 KM, KM 就是从 kilometer 来的。
For example, There's only 1 kilometer between Molly's house and her office. There's only 1 kilometer between Molly's house and her office.
Molly 的家和她的公司只有1公里的距离。好，那我再顺便补充，公分是 cm， 它的完整说法就是 centimeter， centimeter， centimeter 是公分。
The train usually goes much slower, though.
好，我们看到 though th-o-u-g-h 放在句尾，表示然而、虽然，所以它一小时最快可以跑超过500公里。但是它通常不会跑这么快。那么我们也可以用 but 来改写这句话。但是呢 ，but 就要拉到前面来说，变成 but it usually goes much slower。另外再看到 much 这个字，它可以用来修饰形容词比较级，表示比较慢。所以呢，文章说 it goes much slower， 不只是比较慢，而是慢很多 much slower。例如我可以造一个例句，如果我要说今天的天气比昨天冷很多，就是 Today is much colder than yesterday. Today is much colder than yesterday. 所以 much 就是更多这样的意思。 Let's continue with the article.
Asia also has the busiest subway, Tokyo.
没错，全世界最忙碌的捷运就在东京。It really is super busy and crowded. You've also been to Tokyo before, right?
Sure, but I didn't even take the subway.
Really?
Maybe I was lucky.
Okay, let's continue with the article.
The article tells us over 8 million passengers use it every day.
我们这边又看到一次 over, 跟前面的 over 一样，就是超过的意思，所以有超过800万的 passenger 每天在使用。What does passenger mean?
A passenger is a person who is traveling in a car, bus, train, or ship who is not driving it or working on it.
Oh, okay, 所以 passenger, P-A-S-S-E-N-G-E-R, passenger 就是搭乘这些、交通运输工具的乘客。Can you give us an example sentence for passenger?
The new airplane holds about 220 passengers. The new airplane holds about 220 passengers.
这一架新型的客机可以承载大约220位旅客。注意 passenger 它是可数名词，所以后面要加上 s. Okay.
The Tokyo subway is so busy that station workers have to push people onto the train.
Wow, 好，这句话我们先看到它用到这个句型 so that, so 后面加形容词 that 后面再加子句，表示太怎么样，以至于怎么样。For example, I could say, he was so angry that he slammed the door. 就是他太生气了，所以他很大声地关上门。好，所以东京地铁繁忙到站务人员需要帮忙推乘客上车厢。感觉在大城市的尖峰时刻真的蛮容易发生这种景象的 right?
Sure. That could make me angry, but I guess in Tokyo, it's okay.
Okay, yeah, because they're trying to help you to get on the train. But if it's really that crowded, I'll wait for the next train rather than being pushed on.
That's pretty smart. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're out of time, so we had better go to wrap up.
Okay, I have a question for you, Jeffrey. You had lived in South Korea, right? Jeffrey 老师曾经在韩国待过。So how do you like Seoul's metro system?
Wow, it's good, but it's so big. You need to look at a system map so you won't get lost.
Right. Seoul's metro system is one of the biggest in the world.
Okay, Polly, are you ready for lunch?
Yes, I'm pretty hungry.
I brought Subway.
Oh, wow, nice choice. Well, it's time for us to eat, so that's all the time we have today. Thanks for joining us.
We look forward to seeing you next time.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, everyone, I'm Evita. 大家喜欢飞机餐吗？听说大卫老师就很喜欢。 飞机餐。不过送餐之前，有时候空姐会推出推车出来，送上饮料等等。如果没有的话，是可以开口询问的。
Will beverages be served on this flight? Will beverages be served on this flight?
这班飞机上有提供饮料吗？
Beverage 是指饮料的意思，最常使用的是 drink， 而 serve 大家都不陌生，
动词意思是供应或上菜，就是用这个字。
例如 ，The waitress served me a cup of coffee. The waitress served me a cup of coffee.
这位服务生端上一杯咖啡给我。那么还可以改成被动语态
，A cup of coffee was served by the waitress.
这一杯咖啡是被服务生端上的。所以刚刚的句子
，Will beverages be served on this flight？
即为被动的语态。另外大家有注意到，在飞机上的说法是 on the flight， on the flight， 可不是用 in 哦。要辨别交通，在交通工具上到底是使用 on 还是 in， 有个说法是，如果可以在那个交通工具内站着的话就是 on， 无法的话就是 in 咯。有发现吗？是真的。那么各位同学可以研究一下咯。 So see you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Chat.
Oh, 好饱哦 ！I want to stop to eat.
啊，你应该是指 I want to stop eating.
虽然说很多动词像是 start, like, continue 等等，后面我们可以接动词 ing 或者是不定词，都不影响意思哦。像是 It started to rain means it started raining.可是偏偏啊 ,stop, 它就是一个特殊状况。因此如果它后面接动词 ing, 以及接这个不定词，竟然有两种截然不同的意思呢。一般我们比较常见的用法就是 stop, 后面接动词 ing, 表示停下来正在做的事情。比方说我无时无刻都在说话或想事情的时候呢，我就可以说啊 I can't stop thinking and talking all the time。 不过呢，如果呢你在 stop 后面接不定词，它竟然是指你停下来本来在做的事情而去做另外一件事情哦。我们来举个例子会比较清楚。所以呢，考考大家，如果我说 I stopped eating， 没错，就是指我停止吃东西，不去吃哦。但是如果我说 I stopped to eat， 可能是指原本我在讲电话啦，或者是看电视，不论是什么事情，但是我停下来而去吃东西哦，不要搞错了。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura？
Stop 后面接动词 ing 就是停止做某一个动作，像是 I stop walking 就是我停下脚步，所以 stop 后面接的 walking 是停下来的动作哦。如果是 stop 后面接不定词，则是指停止 A 动作然后去做 B 动作，所以 I stop to walk 可能是指原本你在做其他的事情，像是坐着休息啦，然后呢起身去走路，所以 stop 后面接的 to walk 是要去做的动作哦。
Moving underground.
There are plenty of other interesting metro systems around the world. London has 274 stations, but New York beats it with 422. However, Seoul, Shanghai, and Beijing all have bigger systems.The smallest subway is in Sicily, which belongs to Italy. It only has one line and six stations. Shanghai's maglev train is the fastest. It can go over 500 kilometers an hour. It usually goes much slower, though. Asia also has the busiest subway. Tokyo. Over 8 million passengers use it every day.It's so busy that station workers have to push people onto the train.
Beat. Beat. Beat, beat, beaten. Alex never beats Chris when they play chess. Alex never beats Chris when they play chess. Belong. Belong. The blue jacket in the closet belongs to Tom. The blue jacket in the closet belongs to Tom. Kilometer. Kilometer. There's only 1 kilometer between Molly's house and her office. There's only 1 kilometer between Molly's house and her office. Passenger. Passenger. The new airplane holds about 220 passengers. The new airplane holds about 220 passengers.